بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فمن كفر بعد ذلك منكم فقد ضل سواء السبيل. There is the last part of this ayah that we are reading, in which Allah Ta'ala explained that He had taken a pledge from us, and we pledged ourselves. And what those pledges were, namaz, roza, zakat, etc., all that was mentioned. And then Allah Ta'ala mentioned previously, which we did yesterday, that those who will fulfill that pledge, the two great promises Allah makes to them, one is takfir sayyi'at. Allah will forgive them all their sins, all their shortcomings. Insan, no matter how perfect he has got shortcomings. He is limited and he cannot do anything to perfection. He tries his best. And mashallah, there are those people who have reached high stages of perfection. So whatever shortcomings there are, Allah Ta'ala will forgive them. And besides that, Allah Ta'ala will bless them with the eternal gardens of Jannah, beneath which rivers will be flowing, and they will also be there forever and ever. On the other hand, Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَنْ كَفَرَ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ فِرْ جُوْ كُوِي كَافِرْ وَتُمْ مِسَنْ. And this is actually a direct address to the Bani Israel, but it applies to us also, as it is in the Quran Sharif, it applies to us also, that those who do not fulfill that pledge, that covenant which they had made with Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, that they had agreed, all insan had agreed on various occasions, that, oh Allah, we will fulfill all your commandments and all what you have ordered us to do. A person should at least, when getting up in the morning, or at any time, preferably when getting up, make niyat that all Allah's commandments which are directed to us, that inshallah we will complete and fulfill all those commandments to the best of our ability. And all what Allah Ta'ala has prohibited us from, that we will stay away from all those things. Just on that niyat a person gets his sawab again. And by making the niyat, then a person will work also in that direction. So we should work on that. So anyway, a person who breaks that pledge, and this refers to the Bani Israel, and in turn we should also introspect and see how much are we breaking the laws of Allah Ta'ala. فَقَدْ ضَلَّتْ سَوَاءَ السَّبِيلِ تَوُوْ مِيشَكْ هُمْرَهُوَا سِيدِ رَاسْتِسِ. Then that person undoubtedly has gone astray from the straight path. The straight path is this pledge which Allah Ta'ala has made with us and which we had also pledged that we will fulfill that. That is the straight path. And that is what we should try and endeavor and strive for. However, if a person does not fulfill that commandment of Allah, all which were mentioned and which are mentioned in the various places in the Quran, and particularly for the Bani Israel, which they were mentioned in the Torah. So all those pledges that we had made, those who will fulfill them will get their great rewards. On the other hand, those who break them, Allah Ta'ala says that they have now gone astray from the straight path. And in return, the punishment will be then there in this world also, the Bani Israel who broke their pledges. For example, they were ordered to enter a town and Allah Ta'ala had promised victory to them. But they told Musa al-Islam, اذهب وانت وربك فقاتلا إنا هاهنا قاعدون. Oh Musa, you and your Rabb go and you fight. We are just going to sit here. We are not going to do anything. So like that, those who had broken the pledges with Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, they had suffered consequently great losses in this dunya also. May Allah Ta'ala protect us. Thereby breaking the laws of Allah in this world also, the consequences come. And then of course in the akhirat as well. A person should make tawbah regularly. Ask Allah Ta'ala, beg Allah Ta'ala for His favors. For all we also are not fulfilling our pledges properly and completely. That one is never to lose hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Allah's mercy is most widespread and most common.
And the other is to make tawbah and istighfar continuously, make dua and beg Allah Ta'ala for His favors. May Allah Ta'ala bless us all with these great qualities, and that we make tawbah and istighfar regularly. And we have hope in Allah's mercy, and we try our utmost to fulfill these pledges as far fully, as much as we can. We should endeavor and try all the time.